T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Go to RadioAlice.com, enter for your shot at winning tickets to the NorCal Ski and Snowboard Festival. It's happening November 5th through the 7th. That's just less than a month away. At Pier 35, it includes 4 lift tickets to Palisades, Homewood, Bear Valley, China Peak, and a backpack. Head to RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
Skiing, wouldn't that be nice? Woo! Mm-hmm. Where are you?
Oh, beyond.
You're on.
That was you this time.
That was me. I turned the wrong thing on. Oops.
Hope that wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
No, it was you.
It turns out, right. It wasn't me.
You.
Right.
May. Yeah, you.
I'm looking down at the one button I have and it's bright red. I'm like, no. It's not me this time.
It wasn't me.
Anyway, this Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. They do a lot of great things. Check them out at FremontBank.com. What, did we lose their copy today?
Well, I saw this morning. It was the one that ended yesterday.
It was dated.
They certainly do a lot of great things,
They do a lot of great things, so it's, you know.
They do.
All right. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. They do a lot of great things.
Check them out
at FremontBank.com. Thanks, Fremont Bank.
You're the best.
You are the best. All right. So we had some rain overnight and into this morning. It did knock some people's power out. I have some text on that note. A few drops of bleeping rain and our power's out from last night at 6 and expecting until 8 tonight. Two fridges and a freezer full of food.
Oh, boy.
Bleep word. Oh. Yeah, it's really not, as this has happened to me a bunch of times and we've had to make plans to deal with this at my house, I keep thinking, I don't know how Californians are going to accept this as it spreads wider, where PG&E is just like, sorry, you're without power.
Yep, oops.
And we're not going to be able to tell you when.
And we're not going to give you credit for that.
Sorry about that food. Well, even the credits, because we did get a couple credits.
Oh, is that so?
You have to apply for them and prove all that. But we did get them. And yet the bottom line is, look, we had a fridge full of food that went in the trash.
Yep.
It's not even close to acceptable. And yet, that's happening right now as we speak. A bunch of people lost power due to the rain last night. Mm. Also, there's more rain in the forecast. Some people wrote in, too, saying, you know, Sarah sold her Tahoe house and then we got a bunch of snow. And now she's pulling out her front lawn and we're getting rain. Mm.
Just right. That's funny.
Great job, Sarah.
You're welcome, everyone. I'm going to have a rock garden. I'm going to have a really pretty rock garden. That's what I'm doing.
All right.
Yeah.
Rocks.
Mm-hmm. They could be in a garden.
Sure.
I'll paint them.
That'll keep you busy.
Yeah, well, it certainly will, Vinny.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody likes a nice painted rock.
Don't steal them. Don't steal my painted rocks. They're awesome.
You know what I fear?
What?
Oh, I shouldn't say that out loud. Never
just
mind.
Just say it.
All right. You asked me to. I always fear that if you've got rocks in your front yard, you're asking to have one thrown through your window. But, I mean, I don't think you are.
I'm not asking for that.
You know, random kids who have nothing going on that day in particular and are walking by and decide, hey.
That'd be a real pisser. Thanks for telling me that.
Well,
I'll bring it up to John. Maybe we'll just do huge rocks. Just like a big pile of huge rocks.
Oh, that'll for sure go through the window.
No, no. Rocks that are too big to lift.
Oh.
You know, that kind of rocks.
All right.
I'll just like build a little mountain in my front yard. Yeah. That'd be kind of fun, right?
Sure.
People could climb that and hurt themselves and sue me. All right. I got it all solved.
The joys of homeownership.
Oh, it's just wonderful.
It's important that I mention this again, even though we've done the story twice already, but Colin Powell passed away last night, they say, from COVID. If you don't know who he is, he was really big in the 90s with both Bush presidencies,
mm-hmm.
And was considered to be a possibility on a Republican ticket to run for president. He didn't end up doing that. There were a few controversies in his distinguished career, and so he just kind of tapped out. In fact, he ended up leaving the Republican Party and supporting Barack Obama for president, and since then has kept a pretty low profile. He was 84. He passed away again, they say, from COVID or complications from COVID. And I should add that they say he was vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated.
So I don't know about that specifically, but they do say that. So the shortages are a trip right now, and I don't know what your personal experience is. I've been going, and I do the shopping for my house for the most part, except when we have stuff delivered. One of the things that's tripping me out is how many empty shelves there are in the grocery store.
Mm.
Like, empty. And I'm not talking about, like, we went through the toilet paper thing. But there's a ton of stuff missing. And I've got a story in USA Today saying if the grocery store shelves are bare, these products may be hard to find as there are supply chain disruptions. And there's a long list. Diapers, coffee, fish sticks.
Coffee? Fish sticks?
Frozen meals, Marie Callender's pot pies.
Hard to get. I love those things.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of stuff on the list. And if you've been through a grocery store recently, you're seeing that. You go through like the frozen food section, and I'm looking at where frozen burritos used to live.
Oh.
Like, I didn't want one. I just went, what used to be on this empty? Oh, look at that. Frozen burritos, gutted.
People stocking up?
I guess, except, you know, then your power's going to go out and all your frozen food that you stocked up on is going to go
away.
Unless
you have a generator or those backup Tesla wall batteries.
You getting that?
I hope to. We're going to see. I don't know, Vin.
What?
I mean, I would like to.
Oh,
right. Wouldn't that be nice?
Are you on the list?
Are you on the list?
I'm on the list for the car.
Oh, but not the
power
wall.
Right.
I was on
the list, and then they went, nah, we don't like to look at your roof.
Yeah, but we can't get it because it doesn't.
It's not compatible.
There's no dongle.
Oh.
To make our
somebody needs to invent that dongle for
right.
God's
sake. Let's talk to Apple about that.
Well,
yeah, come on, Apple.
Hey, speaking of Apple, they've got an Apple event today at 10:00.
Oh.
It looks like the new MacBook Pro laptops will be released.
I
also,
see.
Some new AirPods and some other stuff. So that's on the heels of last month's new phones.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope they can stock their stores with these products, though, because they release them, and then can I get one of those? No?
No.
Oh, all right. Next year?
You gotta wait.
All right. Way to release before Christmas and not be able to deliver. Okay.
Give me your money. I'm Apple.
Well.
Okay. I'll do it.
They do make good stuff.
Yeah.
Or at least stuff I use.
I like this new little computer I got.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll tell you what. I got a MacBook Pro. The MacBook Pro is what they're the thing is about today. I had one of those and I don't use it. Like, I didn't, it was too much for me. MacBook Air.
Boom.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
I don't have, you know, I don't do that much. Mm-hmm. Do some searches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little shopping.
I use the internet, exactly.
Yeah.
It's got all kinds of little things on here, but I'm like, I don't need those.
The pros are really good for like editing.
Yeah,
audio,
I mean, that's right,
like
right.
Good,
I mean, if you're using it for all that. Mm-hmm. So do you have the Pro then in front of you there, Sarah?
No, it's
you
Air.
Got the Air.
I got a little Air. I got whatever the cheapest laptop.
Yeah,
I could
that's
get
the
from
one
with
that's
the least amount of memory. I paid the least I could for it. Mm. I figured if it can't open, if it can't remember 4 browsers, then I have no use for it.
Right.
And it's so far so good. All I need is for the internet to work, and it'd be perfect.
I can't comment on that.
You can.
I've heard that the internet around here is wonderful.
Oh, really?
It's weird. I didn't hear that. Yeah. That's a rumor I haven't heard.
Well, check your company email. They'll tell you.
I didn't get it.
Oh,
the internet's
too bad.
Not working.
Well,
so it didn't.
Company email says the internet here is great. Hmm. Hop in.
Hilarious.
The most dangerous. Let's play a game.
All right, I'm ready. We're going to play a game. Decided to play a game. This time around, we're talking about the most dangerous blank.
The most dangerous sport is?
Sport.
The most dangerous sport is?
Skydiving.
MMA.
Both of you are wrong. Try again.
Oh.
Alligator wrestling.
Alligator wrestling. Is that a sport?
Wrong.
I don't know. Rose gardening.
Wrong.
Hmm.
What's that? What's that?
Think
that parachute thing people jump off buildings?
Oh, yeah. Right. Base jumping.
Base jumping, yeah.
Wrong.
Let's see. What else? The squirrel suits. Those seem really dangerous. So... Those seem dangerous.
Nobody does that, though.
Bungee jumping. I mean, bungee jumping.
Nope.
Skiing.
Field hockey.
Skiing? No.
Oh,
field hockey? No.
Snowboarding?
Snowboarding? No.
Ice skating? Ice skating?
Ice skating? No.
Hockey?
Is it a game we know?
All right, I'm gonna help you
clearly. Just give us.
It's not golf.
It's golf.
Come on.
It's golf.
Golf.
What's wrong with you? I was trying to go for something
random. Horseback riding.
And by the way, you pay for a haircut, you got to look at the haircut.
That's true. Yeah.
Jesus, Coco.
I don't have to use the feeling.
No.
It's all gone.
Oh, you feel it. I see. That's nice.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, sure.
Okay, give us a hint. Is it one of the major sports?
No.
Is it?
You like it, though.
Frisbee golf.
That's got to be the horse thing, right?
It's got to be a horse thing.
It's horseback riding is the most dangerous sport.
How did you not guess that, Sarah?
I did guess it.
You didn't.
Yes, I did, and no one heard me.
Oh, well. I mean, try speak up.
Okay,
learn how to talk into a microphone.
Yeah,
I
got a mic in front of you.
I'll try to learn that.
I'm headphoned. I mean, I should hear it if you said it. Anyway, according to a new study, football is not the most dangerous sport. Either is hockey, race car driving, motorcycling, skiing, nothing. Is worse than horseback riding.
I have hurt myself very badly riding horses several times.
Yeah.
There are more hospital admissions due to horseback riding injuries than any other sport.
It's not surprising.
And they say they can be really serious, too. Yeah. Chest injuries are most common.
Why chest injuries?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. If you fell, like, I don't know. I mean, falling off a horse is, especially if they're going kind of fast, it's no joke, and people get dragged a lot because your foot gets stuck in the in the stirrup. I've never been dragged, but I did fall off. I separated a shoulder.
Does that mean your horse doesn't know to stop when you say whoa?
Oh no, horses are freaked out sometimes. Like, you could have like a skittish horse and just
but your horse doesn't know it's dragging you down the road.
It does, and that freaks it out, so it runs faster
to get away from you. Like, does it think you're following?
It just doesn't know what's happening. It's a big dumb animal that weighs half a ton, and it's just going
crazy.
Just
playing tag.
Yeah, no, it thinks it's under attack.
They say chest injuries are most common, but injuries to head and neck can be lethal. Between 07 and 2016, more than 24,000 people were hospitalized with horseback riding injuries.
Whoa.
And 320 people died.
Well, and we all know what happened to Superman.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking about him.
Right.
Christopher Reeves.
Yep.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's no joke. Safety first, people.
Our text number, I have so many more stories, but I'm out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. 707 says, stop saying chlamydia isn't a big deal. Not everyone has symptoms to know when they have it, and it can cause super serious health issues.
Okay. It is a disease, so you shouldn't want that. You know, I'm not saying go get it. I'm saying, you know, it'll be fine.
You got some of that? Can I get some of that? What do you got?
I can give you some of that. No big deal. Yeah, just get treated for it afterward. I'm totally worth it.
I think Adele waited to release the album until her divorce was final. That dude got enough.
Oh.
You think that's it?
That makes sense.
Actually, that does make sense. That's pretty sneaky. I like
Adele
that.
Does he?
Adele
does. I'm going to get this record done. I'm going to sit on it until this guy's gone.
Yep.
Yeah. Watch how much money I'm going to make.
You're right, Sarah. Retirement is kind of boring, but you have your crafts and sewing.
I do.
Maybe then you'll have grandkids. Good retirement is about staying healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll take up yoga again. I could use a good stretch. I'm sore from painting this weekend. My legs are really sore.
What'd you paint?
Too, huh?
Oh, we were painting around the gate. We painted this long section of the fence.
Mm. Oh dear.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I was down there like filling holes, and you know how.
What color did you go?
Black. It's black. Yeah. The accent down color there. Is.
Black. You and your black. All right.
Yeah.
It looks really.
Oh, I bet.
Sharp.
It does look good.
It's really good.
I've seen it.
Sarah and Hooman definitely wore the cone the most. Says 650.
Oh, what do you know, 650?
They know.
Sarah?
They do know.
They're right.
Yeah. You say so.
Always blabbing away, accidentally saying something.
Well, the two of you should both be in cones today.
Get out of here. 707 says, already had a lobster roll and eating all the pastries today. This is I think that's our Boston visitor.
What?
Who texted it earlier.
Cool, right.
Hello, Boston!
Now you got to go to a clam shack.
Boston!
Go down to like Marshfield or something and head out to the beach, cruise along, and there's clam shacks all the place.
Yeah, check out the aquarium or something, bro.
Yeah, the aquarium's nice.
510 says, Vinny, I'm a teacher, and your daughter's an excellent reader. Having her read those spots were very good. I could tell she likes to read. Yeah, well, she was reading BFG to me and was just like...
crushing it.
Yeah, I was really, really impressed. And I didn't have to do anything but sit there.
I love that. You can think about whatever you want.
No, I was into the story, but it was just... I didn't have to entertain her. She was reading to me. Yay! Oh,
nice.
Did you report... on today being a statewide school walkout, teachers and students against mask back. I did, except it doesn't seem to be as big a deal up here. Maybe it's more of a Southern California thing. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Teacher in the Bay Area and have heard zero about a walkout.
Huh.
Oh.
Well. Hmm. I just got the heads up.
Oh.
Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, food hacks you need to know after the
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.